Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7. Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the celebrity buzz with a freaking recap on Power 101.7.
All right, 8:42. Man, I know there's so much to get into. Here goes some audio from ABC News. The story broke on Friday afternoon.
The sentencing of Sean Diddy Combs, a judge handing down a 4-year sentence for the rap mogul convicted on 2 prostitution-related charges. ABC News chief investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky was there and has more on the emotional moments in the courtroom, Aaron, when Combs pleaded for mercy from the judge.
He did, Janae, and he really wanted to be tasting freedom right now, but the judge refused to release him. Now, as lawyers tell us the judge got it wrong, they're preparing to appeal.
Mm.
This morning, Sean Combs is behind bars, sentenced to 4 years in prison for transporting women and male escorts across state lines for prostitution.
He can't be stopped now, because it's bad boy for life.
Combs begged for mercy, telling the judge, "I know that I've learned my lesson." But the judge rejected his plea, saying the sentence needed to send a message to abusers and victims alike that exploitation and violence against women is met with real accountability.
It was clear from the judge's remarks that the sentence was driven by the conduct the jury rejected.
Combs was acquitted of sex trafficking and racketeering conspiracy, but federal prosecutors argued he deserved 11 years in prison because he inflicted life-altering violence on women. And they said that physical abuse is on video, pointing to this 2016 hotel surveillance footage depicting Combs attacking Cassie Ventura.
How could the judge be blind to that and not punish him for the sum total of his conduct?
Well, the judge was allowed to take that into consideration, but what was clear from the judge's remarks was that he was going way beyond that.
Combs said, "I have been humbled and broken to my core," before apologizing to his children and tearfully telling his mother, "You raised me better."
Is Sean Combs a changed man? You've been with him so long through this entire year-long prosecution.
I can say from the bottom of my heart, more than I think anybody else truly on this team can say, that he is a changed man.
How old are you?
The defense played an 11-minute documentary-style video showing Combs as a doting father and a philanthropist. The judge acknowledged his impressive career and commendable charity work, but imposed the 4-year sentence, saying a history of good works can't wash away the record in this case, which showed that you abused the power and control that you had over the lives of women you professed to love dearly.
Defense attorneys told us they would appeal Combs's conviction, try to get his sentence reduced, and we heard from one of the jurors who told us Combs got off easy. This juror, who acquitted him of more serious charges, said 10 years would have been more appropriate, guys.
Wow. Dramatic and...
4 years. Now, they're saying, of course, he'll probably serve 2, because he'll probably get time served and then good behavior or whatever. I don't know.
So...
apparently, like, when they handed down the sentence, he got down on his knees in the chair.
Yeah.
And he had already booked a prior engagement, apparently, to speak today.
Mm. That's crazy.
And when the judge called him out on that, he said, "Oh, well, it was going to be like a teaching moment, like a thing, like, you know, where I go and talk to kids and, you know."
No. No, that was not a good look.
Yeah.
So, yes, the judge did hand down his punishing, and he did state that he was going to send a message to abusers and victims alike that exploitation and violence against women is met with real accountability. Also, in his statement, Diddy said, "I got lost in the excess. I got lost in my ego. I've been humbled, and I'm broken to my core. I hate myself right now. I've been stripped down to nothing. I really am truly sorry for it all." He also addressed his kids and his mother, Janice, while saying, "I failed as a father. I'm so sorry. I failed you as a son. I'm sorry. You taught me better. You raised me better."
We were watching TMZ, the stream, and, you know, they were talking about it. And then we flipped it over to Court TV. Court TV did a great job, too, you know, covering everything on Friday. And they had set up like a podium outside the courtroom, mm-hmm. and it had like 50 mics up there, like, you know, like it was going to be some kind of big press conference after or whatever, and it wasn't. Nobody, like, Gloria Aldred came out,
yes,
and spoke,
right?
You know, she loves the camera, but she came out and then just, it was just kind of lame. She spoke for about 5 minutes just talking about, you know, the decision and, you know, whatever. And then she, by herself.
And that was it.
And she, like, you know, then walked away. And that was the only person who really spoke. And people, they started coming up, grabbing the mics, taking them away. I guess nobody else. We saw his family leave the court. Mm-hmm. You know, his mom came out and waved to everybody. I guess his supporters, because he's had supporters outside the courtroom.
Yes.
And there you go. I mean, that's pretty much it. So Diddy, 4 years, 2 months, 50 months total. And apparently they plan to appeal. So.
So now we wait again.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to hear. I think they're going to deny the appeal right away, but who knows? Mm-hmm. It's 2025, y'all. You never know.
That's true.
You never know. Guess what else is going on?
Well, Mark Sanchez also got himself in some trouble over the weekend. He is released from the hospital, though, and has been taken to jail. So that's the update that we have. Mark Sanchez was released from the hospital. He was taken straight to prison, and he has been booked on charges of battery with injury, unlawful entry of a vehicle, and also public intoxication. And then he will be released on $300 bond. He was in town to call the Raiders and Indianapolis game for Fox. And the facts are outlined in court papers. It's bizarre, to say the least. The injuries to the victim, illustrated by graphic photos that are now trending online, seem to be significant. The images have caused some questions about how Sanchez has been charged only misdemeanors and not any felonies at all. But he was in an alley. And he was, you know, intoxicated.
Man, oh man.
Breaking into a vehicle. The gentleman got out. It says that he was 69 years old. He says that he was defending himself. He felt like he was fighting for his life. He also pepper sprayed him. He pulled out a knife. And when he did that, he said that Sanchez just continued to fight with him.
Yeah, Fox released a statement saying,
and that's how he got injured.
You know, thoughts and prayers with him or whatever. But I think he's done with Fox. I think they're going to have to end up letting him go. Apparently, you know, we got news. It was like breaking news that Mark Sanchez had been stabbed. Yes. TMZ broke the story I saw on social media over the weekend. And it pretty much said Mark Sanchez stabbed in Indianapolis on his way to cover the game, you know, working over the weekend. And then later on, TMZ had another story that came out and it said Mark Sanchez arrested. And we were like, hold on. He got stabbed, but then he's arrested.
Jeez.
Wouldn't the person who stabbed him get arrested? Like, what's going on here? Then we find out that Mark Sanchez was drunk and then tried to break into somebody's car, and the owner of the car was fighting him in self-defense, and it just escalated, and that's where we are.
Yeah.
So I do have some audio of the 911 dispatch. Two people believed to be stabbed. This is from TMZ.
David 131 out of 159. Person just assaulted, 241 West Washington Street at the Westin Hotel.
Control 321, this is the same caller called in that he was assaulted behind the Westin in the person shot room.
Did you say dupe them together? Because they're different callers.
I don't quite need to know if they're different callers or not.
So I don't know if we have cameras here, but south side of Washington Street, 300 block, right across from the government center.
Back 3611.
Negative. The closest one that we have is out west in Maryland.
Clear on that, thank you. You need a PIO call.
He says that you need a PIO?
Yeah.
We're all cars. See your NGT for further.
All right, this is actually the 911 dispatch audio from the incident.
2401, I'm going to establish incident command. Call Washington Street command.
402, that plate comes back negative active on a gray 2025 Toyota RAV to
2025 Toyota RAV.
On its fluorescent on 7375 Mariner Way. Clear.
402, behind him.
Control Alpha 24, you can just update this to person stabbed for now.
Person stabbed for now.
Yeah, I'm not observing any swerving or anything. They just have their flashers on. They just turned in the waterfront.
He said person stabbed.
24-1 of the officers on scene inside the bar. Just make sure we lock that bar down, treat it as the crime scene. Don't let anybody enter out for now. So we need a morph car to come down to Maryland. I don't know what the cut through is. Right across from the convention center and lock down this alleyway because this is going to be involved as well. I'll give you an address in a second.
Okay.
All right. So basically,
the alley east of where the Congress kitchen is located.
Yeah, they're locking down the bar that was right there, and then they're also going to lock down the alleyway. Yeah, and they're describing the vehicle had the flashers on. Again, apparently, I guess Mark Sanchez left the bar. That's what I'm assuming. I don't do all the fact checking. Not all the details have been released. But assuming, I guess, he came out of that bar, he was drunk, he tried to break into the vehicle, and he got assaulted.
The heck?
That's what we're kind of, you know, picking up from all this.
Yeah.
And it happened early Saturday morning, which would be, I guess, late Friday night. You know, he was in town, and that's where we are. So
that's crazy. The photos of the victim, it does show him in the hospital bed with a brace on his neck and also a gash on his left cheek.
Old butt fumble.
And like I said, charges against Sanchez, it does include battery with injury, unlawful entry of a vehicle, and public intoxication, all misdemeanors.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, we'll definitely be following this story.
$300 bond. So he is out. And then Taylor Swift, apparently, did she reveal Travis Kelce's man area and his size?
Oh.
And her new album?
Oh.
Well, there's a song, and it's called Wood. And all we know that Taylor Swift, she loves her Easter eggs, as her fans call it. The life of a showgirl. It dropped, and maybe she dropped an Easter eggplant, is what they're saying.
Right.
So, the song, like I said, is called Wood, and is she talking about his man area? So, it says, forgive me. These are some of the lyrics. It sounds cocky. He amazed me. This is the wording on her song, Wood. He amazed me, and he opened my eyes. Red wood tree. It ain't hard to see. His love was the key. And then, girls, I don't need to catch a bouquet to know a hard rock is on the way. And, baby, I'll admit I've been a little superstitious. The curse on me was broken by your magic wand. It seems that you and me, we make our own luck. New heights of manhood. I ain't got to knock on wood. So it's pretty obvious. But then also, they said that the song is 2 minutes and 30 seconds long. And that equals 9 inches. 230 millimeters equals 9 inches. So her fans are saying that the song Wood is also the ninth song on the album. So they're guessing that he is 9 inches.
9 inches.
All if you go by all the
The
things.
All the hidden, you know, all the hidden. The innuendo, right?
All the hidden Easter eggs.
Right.
Well, in this case, the Easter eggplant.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. So I don't know. I don't know. But she also won the box office and set new streaming records with her new album within 12 hours of its release. It streamed more than any album on Spotify this year, and it has now broken records. It's the album is selling 2.7 million copies in just one day. She dominated the box office, and it ranked and brought in 33 million in theaters just this weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.